Hey, this is Chip Brim, and you're listening to the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. Get ready to receive a word that will impact your life.
I'm going to just be honest with you straight up. Is that okay? I said, God, this message, why isn't it about more about what's going on? The attacks in Uvalde and Taft, and he said it has everything to do with it. And what it means is, he says there's criticizing in the camp. And what he was talking about is some players are being disqualified. Just imagine if you had a team and I had a team and I'm going to play your team. And on your team, there was some criticizing going on in the camp. They didn't like what each other was doing, and there was some condemning and criticizing. So the coach benches the ones that are causing some of the problems. Are y'all with me? Well, the coach, what does he do? He judges them, and he benches them and disqualifies them. So we play, and we win, and I'm like, ha, 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 we beat you. But to you, you're going, well, it's not really fair because we didn't have all of our players. Are y'all with me? Just play along with me. He said, that's what's happening right now. We're not playing with all of our players. And we're seeing the enemy win. We've got some disqualified players. And he says, because there's criticizing in the camp. The very first thing that the Lord told our first order as pastors. We were at home and we just seek God, we've been seeking God, and we know we're to pastor. And he tells us the same order in different rooms, and we meet up. And I said, God told me this, and she said, God told me this. Guess what our first order was as pastors? Don't judge anybody who walks through that door. He said, love them. Train them to be champions for me, because I'm coming back for a champion church. Now, if God told us something, or he told you something, would he back it in the scripture? I always expect it. So let's read this verse, James 2, 1 through 4. This is the Amplified. These verses. And tell me if this is not him backing up what he told Candy and I, don't judge. My brethren, pay no servile, whatever that word is, regard to people. Show no prejudice, no partiality. Do not attempt to hold and practice the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, together with what? With snobbery. For if a person comes into your congregation, is he not talking about people who are leaders here? Whose hands are adorned with gold rings and who is wearing splendid apparel, and also a poor man in shabby clothes comes in. And you pay special attention to the one who wears the splendid clothes and say to him, sit here in this preferable seat. While you tell the poor man, stand there and sit, or sit at my feet. Are you not discriminating, listen, among your own? And becoming what? Are you not discriminating among your own and becoming critical and judges with wrong motives? Brother Hagin said to me, Chipper, if you keep your motive right, everything in your life will be fine. Your ministry will be fine. I said, I'm thinking, ministry? Man, you're off. And so he turns and walks off, and I said, well, what's the motive? He said, in all you do. Somebody say, all you do.
All you do.
Due to the glory of God. I got a question for you. Does it glorify God to be critical and judgmental among yourselves? Does it glorify God for you to try to fix people? For you to try to preach at them? You know what glorifies God? Love glorifies God. Compassion glorifies God. Mercy glorifies God. Kindness glorifies God. Now, don't get me wrong on this, because, well, Chip, you're a pastor, you're a leader. There's sometimes you have to discern and judge. Yeah, there's positions that do have that. Because, you know, like CEOs, principals, parents. over their children. They see them hanging with the wrong people. That's not what we're talking about here. He's talking about a critical spirit. Are y'all with me? Not one in love and kindness and helping. No. Critical, judgmental, teachy, point the finger, accuser type. And so as pastors, we love our sheep and we're responsible and we're looking out for wolves. And I have ran wolves out. There are some wolves that are not here. But we don't just condemn them. So we pray for them. We loved them. We send them out in love and truth. That has nothing to do with judging. Are y'all with me? But what does Jesus say about it? Well, let's look at Matthew 7:1. Matthew 7:1, Amplify. Everybody say Jesus.
Jesus.
Now Jesus is talking. Do not judge and criticize and condemn others so that you may not be judged and criticized and condemned yourselves. Now, Jesus said what right here? Judge not. It's real simple. Y'all can answer. It's open book. He says, judge not. Why does he say judge not? So why? So that you will not be judged. It's called sowing and reaping. It's God's kingdom. Are y'all with me? It's not just money. Whatever you sow, you'll reap. If you judge, this is holding people. The Lord said to me before I stepped up here, he said, there are going to be people who hear this and get their healing. There are going to be people who hear this and do this, and they're going to get double the blessings. Their lives are going to change just like that. Because they didn't even know there was criticizing in the camp. That was the problem. They didn't know it. That's how sneaky the devil. They didn't know it. So, trust me, you do not want to be judged. And I don't want to be judged. Amen? Now, why? So, we will not be judged. Now, is it important that we pay attention to this scripture? Should we throw this scripture out? No, y'all think I'm being funny. Maybe we just need to have a church vote, get some of the elders or the deacons or whatever. Let's seriously think about throwing this verse out. Can I get anybody? Well, Chip, why are you saying it? Because according to everyone, nobody judges. The guilty party says, what? Don't judge me. What do you say? I'm not judging you. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. If you hear, I'm just saying, come out your mouth. Repent. No one is judging. No one is repenting for judging. They're just saying. I'm not here to step on your toes. I'm here to love you and help you. Because I want you to receive double. I want you to be healed. There are Christians who believe it's impossible for Christians to judge. I've had many conversations with them. And they don't believe. They don't call it judging. Some of you that are laughing, it's you. I'm joking. Honestly, hey, can we be honest? People are judging right and left. I've judged. You've judged. We've all judged. Many, many, many times. But what did Jesus say? Don't judge. He said, "Don't." Is this serious? Come on, everybody answer me. Should we throw it out?
No.
Did Jesus say this?
Yes.
Now, why did he say don't judge?
So
that we won't be judged. Doesn't the Bible also say if you don't forgive? Now, we can't throw that out either. If you don't forgive, your Father will not forgive you. And if we are living a judging, critical, and don't even realize it, we're being judged. And we're giving place to the enemy. The devil wants you to get judged. He's hoping for it. Can we live a judge-free life? That's good news, isn't it? So, here we go. Now, Matthew 7, 1 through 2. Let's read it again. Do not judge and criticize and condemn others so that you may not be judged and criticized and condemned yourselves. For just as you judge and criticize and condemn others, you will be judged and criticized and condemned. And in accordance with the measure you use to deal out to others, it will be dealt to you. Yeah. So what did Jesus say here? How is God going to deal with me? On how I deal with you. That's pretty heavy. That is in the scriptures. How you deal with people is how you're going to be dealt with. Is this fair? And it's just. And God is fair and just. And God is the righteous judge and the only one qualified for that position. Not you, not me, not anybody. Amen? So how you deal with people is how you're going to be dealt with. Now let's go to verse 3 and 4. I mean, you just want to deal with people? You just want to judge people? You're going to be judged. You're going to be dealt with in the same way. Now, verse 3, are y'all ready?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Y'all got it?
Yeah.
Look at these words. Why do you stare? You're staring at me. No, I'm just kidding. Everybody say stare.
Stare.
What does that mean? What do you think of when you think of stare? You're focusing. You're looking for. Are you with me? You're looking or something. Why do you stare from without at the very small particle that is in your brother's eye, but you're not aware? Oh, this is Cat in the Hat stuff. When you stare, you become unaware. When you stare, you begin to compare. And that's unfair. And you'll become unaware. Oh, come on. You know it's better than what you'll... And you're unaware of the beam of timber that is in your own eye.
For over 20 years, Champions for Christ Youth Rally has been connecting young people to the real, loving, and all-powerful God. Rally registration is now open. A life-changing time in God. Plus, Silver Dollar City, Whitewater, a Branson show, and more. Are you ready? Register today at championsforchrist.org.
Join Dr. Billy Brim and the Worldwide Prayers every Wednesday at noon Central for a time of Spirit-led prayer.
Hey, it's Chip again. Thanks for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And if you're ever in the Tulsa area, we would love to invite you to Billy Brim's church, where me and my wife, Candace, serve as the senior pastors. And if you want to plan your visit, you can contact us at 918-371-4589 or check out our website at www.aglorious.church. By the way, we have the best youth rally in the world every year in Branson, Missouri. Find out how to attend or partner up with us at www.championsforchrist.org. That's champions with the number 4, Christ.org. And remember, champions always prevail.
Billy Brim now has a YouTube channel. Search under the channel name Official Dr. Billy Brim. Subscribe today and get the latest updates, uploads, and lives to the channel. Feed your faith and walk in the light of the Word.